two guard bases will be chosen later this year or early next to house what's being described as the next generation of fighters. While attending the EAA fly-in in Oshkosh, Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson says a team is inspecting the bases to evaluate if they have the ability to host the planes.
I intentionally stay out of the analysis process because I want them to do the analysis, and we won't put any thumbs on the scale to favor one location or another.
Wilson says the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter will soon be the go-to plane for the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps. Besides Truax Field, there are bases in the running in Alabama, Idaho, Florida, and Michigan. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.